from the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two, the second hour of the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today on this Friday edition of the program. Yes, it is Friday, April the 78th in the year of our Lord, 2022. It's been a long couple of weeks, hasn't it, folks? It really has. So I hope you're doing good. And I'm just going to, you know, again, we've got a lot of news to cover this hour of the show, but I am very curious. And I ask this really on behalf of myself more than anybody else, because I've sort of run out of things to do. I mean, you can only play solitaire so many times, you know, and I've already watched all of Tiger King, and I need therapy for that, but I can't even go talk to anybody. By the way, have you seen Tiger King, guys?
I watched my first episode last night.
I unfortunately haven't.
Oh my gosh. I can't take my eyes.
Avery.
I can't take my eyes off it.
I got to tell you, I didn't know that kind of debauchery was going down in America.
It is, I mean, only in America can such a character exist.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was out for a walk. I was keeping my social distancing, you know, the 6 foot rule. And I was listening. They've blown out all the syndicated programming in New York City. So don't do that, program directors who carry this show. But in New York City, they've sort of blown out all the just temporarily. So usually I'll listen to, like, you know, Hannity or Ben Shapiro. And instead, they had they're doing local shows. And so they've got Rudy Giuliani doing an hour, and they had Kimberly Guilfoyle and Don Jr. doing an hour. And, you know, everybody's here in New York City. And so Kimberly and I are very good friends, going back to our days together at Fox News. And I was walking thinking I was going to hear Shapiro, and all of a sudden I'm hearing Guilfoyle and Don Jr. And they're talking about the Tiger King with Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida. And so Matt Gaetz is going on about the throuple and the you know, the gay animal dude and the whole nine yards. Everybody was really into it.
I mean, don't spoil it, because you've seen the whole thing, right?
I have.
Yeah, don't spoil. I'm only through the first episode, so don't spoil it for me. But so far, it is one of the most riveting documentaries I have ever watched.
I am curious if any of you folks have actually seen this and what you are doing to pass the time. That was the point of the questions. What are you doing to pass the time? And we would, you know what, Avery, you're in charge of our live show blog.
Yes, sir.
So, folks, if you want to call in and give us some suggestions on what you're doing, we're going to compile a list. And, Avery, you can put that list up on the live show blog sometime this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868, and we'll get to that. We have some great guests coming up. Our good friend, Congressman Jody Heiss, is going to be here, and we'll be talking to him in just a little while. And the reason why I was sort of vamping here, my entire computer froze up, so I had to restart the whole computer, guys. It's just one of those days. I think even the computer may have the corona.
Yeah, see, like, another thing I want to add about Tiger King, Joe Exotic, right, the main character of the show.
Joe Exotic.
He actually ran as an independent candidate for the 2016 election.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was in government class at high school. This was my sophomore year of high school when the election was happening. And these kids were just like, oh, forget Donald Trump. Forget Hillary Clinton. We don't need to vote for them for president. We need to put in Joe Exotic. And I thought it was hilarious.
So you had classmates who voted for Joe Exotic for president of the United States?
Oh, they were the same age as me. They were just doing a joke, though. I thought it was hilarious.
They were Democrats. They could have voted. I mean, everybody votes if you're a Democrat.
That's true. Yeah, they were also 16 at the time, so they couldn't.
Well, they could.
Well, they could have if they're very, very sneakily.
He apparently ran for governor in Oklahoma as well and finished third out of three in the Libertarian primary.
And I am sorry, but that's what blew me away, is all of this took place in Oklahoma. I mean, that was like some Sodom and Gomorrah-like level stuff going down.
Yeah, oh, it's...
I was just stunned.
It's total craziness. And, I mean, it's a preposterous character, but it's only in real life. I mean, a gay gun activist, country music singing tiger enthusiast raising a whole zoo. Sorry for Avery coughing in the background there.
Is this Corona?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little concerned now.
Run for your lives.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's a good show.
All right. Well, I'll take your word. It was fascinating. Once you finish it, we will have a conversation about this on the show. And I guess we need to get Avery. Avery, you should consider watching it.
I have debated about it. Me and my dad have definitely wanted to start watching that together.
Okay. Well, keep me posted because it's just mind blowing.
But coughing like that. You're not going to have a choice because you'll be quarantined for the next 2 weeks.
That's mm-hmm. true. I just had an itch in my throat. I apologize.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Put your mask on. All right. Jeez, Alou. Hey, look, we have an exclusive story I've got to share with you. One of our listeners contacted me last night from Hurricane West Virginia. And this is really a bizarre story. You know, a lot of schools now, they're closed and they've got the youngsters, the little urchins, learning online. And one of the mom who called me, her daughter came over and said, "Mom, I'm really confused about today's assignment." So the daughter she's an eighth grader at Hurricane Middle School, and this was for her English class. And so the daughter printed out the assignment and brought it to her mom. Her name is Stephanie Laney. And Mrs. Laney was so infuriated with the lesson that she reached out to us and we did a story. It's up on the website, toddstarns.com. And we also took screenshots of the lesson. So here's why this is news. The lesson was created by an education group called Newsela. They provide a lot of classroom content, and this content is aggregated from a bunch of far left news websites, including the Texas Tribune. And so the Texas Tribune had a story. They published a story called "Asian Americans Say Some Politicians Stoking Stigma with Coronavirus." And the whole gist of this is they're very upset with all of you people out there that are calling this the Wuhan flu. They're very upset with all of you people who are calling this the Chinese virus. They say you're a bunch of xenophobes. You're a bunch of racists. You got a problem with people who eat bat soup? Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And also dogs and cats. I just think that's, you know, untoward. And quite frankly, disgusting. And I don't care if you're Chinese or not. So anyway, the first part of the lesson was this very biased story. And it was blatantly anti-Trump, blatantly anti-Republican. And then they had questions and there was a quiz. And the children had to answer the questions in the quiz. So here is the first. I'm going to read to you the quiz. Read the following claim. Republican leaders have used insensitive language based on unfounded rumors when referring to the coronavirus. Which sentence from the article below provides the best support for the above statement? So they're wanting the children to figure out how to agree with their argument that Republicans are very insensitive people. These were the choices. His comment referenced a now debunked myth that the outbreak began after a woman in China ate bat soup. Well, first of all, bat soup is a real thing, and they do believe that this virus happened because somebody ate a bad bat. And so what is the lesson here? Don't eat bats. That's all. Senator John Cornyn later said he meant to say that the Chinese government was to blame. It goes on and on and on and on. But the very clear sign here and the message of this lesson was that Donald Trump and the Republicans are racist and xenophobes because they're calling this the Chinese virus or the Wuhan flu. Mrs. Laney told me, "I was speechless, completely appalled that the school system would allow this kind of garbage and such a politically charged lesson." And she is absolutely right. So we reached out to the school superintendent there, Putnam County, West Virginia, and sent the guy an email early this morning. He has yet to respond. When he does, we will update our story. But she says she talked to the superintendent, and he said they would look into it, that the lesson should never have been given to the children, and so on and so forth. So there you go. The indoctrination continues. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. It's bad enough when the public schools try to brainwash kids with the socialist propaganda, which is what they've been doing for years now. But it's even worse when they try to brainwash the kids with the communist Chinese propaganda. You got to pay attention. And I say good for you, Mrs. Laney, for paying attention and checking out your daughter's homework assignment. Folks, they're trying to indoctrinate your kids, and now they can't do it in the schoolhouse. So now they're doing it in your living room. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hey, folks, if you haven't already done so, I know we have a lot of brand new listeners. Got to check out the Todd Starnes Show store over at toddstarnes.com. We have some great stuff, ball caps, the coffee mugs and the tumblers. My favorite coffee mug, the I'm Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug. And that's every day when I enjoy my hot cup of community coffee. I use that coffee mug. It just makes the coffee taste better. I don't know. What can I say? ToddStarnes.com if you want to check that out. But if you don't want to spend any money, well, you can get our free podcast and also our free daily newsletter that we send out alerting you to some of the big stories of the day. Those are free of charge over at ToddStarnes.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Lancaster, California. Jeff, you are on the air. What's going on out there in the Antelope Valley?
Hey, Todd, good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to touch base and say we're still alive.
That's a good thing, here. Jeff. And this is Jeff Craig from Lancaster Baptist Church, one of the best churches in America. And it's also where I happen to be a member when I'm out in California. Jeff, what are you guys doing to pass the time of day out there?
Well, we've played lots of basketball, lots of checkers, and watched some Star Wars.
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
That's our pastime, and I might say we are a part of the best church in America, for sure. And Pastor Chappell has been very wise in handling the crisis with the church, although we miss it, but we're completely online now. And it's been working out really well.
Now, you guys are now, Jeff, you guys are under a this is a mandatory statewide stay at home, and they're really serious about that out in California.
Yes, they are taking it pretty seriously. Matter of fact, yesterday in our city, they met an emergency city council meeting, and they met and even said for those who have to leave their home, it's a mandatory in public places anyway to wear masks. Or at least something to cover the nose and the mouth to prevent the spread of it. So I wanted to say, though, I really appreciated the congressman from Louisiana. Being a Louisiana native, I appreciated his wisdom and his approach to it. But I for one, am grateful that people are taking it seriously in government. The fear is that we lose some rights and some liberties, but I think he said it best. It's well worth the sacrifice at this point. And so we're wearing our mask and wearing our gloves and sanitizing and doing our part to stay healthy and not spread this thing.
I have to be honest with you. I tried wearing the mask, but it's hard to do a radio show with a mask on. It muffles. So, you know, we're just, I've got wet wipes and Lysol. So,
right. Well, considering that you have a guy in the background there that's coughing, you might put the mask on.
Well, we've been trying, but call screener Avery, he's got a little bit of a rebellious streak in him. We're working on it.
Yeah. Right. I'm a mean teen.
Right, right.
He's a Baptist, right. You know, kind of ornery.
Right.
It is what it is.
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good out here, Todd. We really appreciate what you're doing to keep us informed, and we're grateful. Another thing I'm really grateful for is that we have the administration in the White House that we do. That would protect our liberties were it to come to that. I think if we had another administration that I'll leave unnamed, we might not be so fortunate.
Well, I'll name it Hillary Clinton. She would have shut all of us down. I don't even think we'd be allowed to have online church if Hillary Clinton were in the White House. So, hey, Jeff, thank you for calling in. Please give the family my best. And that wife of yours, Mrs. Craig, makes the best Cajun food in America. I just want to go on the record. I've said it. Great food.
Well, in case she's listening, I want to reaffirm that she is the best cook in America. So.
Indeed. Good stuff. All right, Jeff, take care. My goodness, the Craig family. I was out there speaking a couple of months back, and they invited me to their home and prepared this incredible meal, and just a great family, and it was absolutely delicious. I love Cajun food. All right, let's go to North Little Rock, Arkansas. Karen is listening to us on the great KARN. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and we just love your show. We're so delighted that you have come on to KARN. You asked what we're doing. My husband and I are retired. We're in our 70s, both of us. Now that our church is online, we have enjoyed going to church online on Sunday, and our old church in Texas is also online, so we're able to do that. Park Hill Baptist here in North Little Rock, and then church at Tree Lake, just north of Waco, Texas. So we like to do both of those. And we've started watching Eric Metaxas' show online, and we got a tour of the brand new, a virtual tour, of course, of the brand new hospital that Samaritan's Purse has built right there in Central Park. So that was fascinating.
I saw that video, Karen, and it really was fascinating. And I think Franklin has invited us to come down there, and we're going to try to give our listeners a little behind the scenes tour as well. But it's just remarkable. They were able to put that up in I think it was under 24 hours.
Very short time. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are you doing a lot more cooking, or do you guys do the call, the takeout or the delivery?
Well, we kind of share the cooking duties, my husband and I, but today, for the first time, we did get takeout from a wonderful local bakery called The Humble Crumb. It's just north of here, and we had a wonderful quiche and our community coffee, and we enjoyed that so much.
Community coffee, there it is. I knew there was something I liked about Karen. So there you go. Karen, I wish we could talk some more, but we've got to take a break here. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get you hooked up with a prize package. I want you to call us back sometime, and we'd love to carry on the conversation. Again, folks, we do have to take a break. 844-747-8868. What are you doing? What are you doing to survive the cabin fever? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show on this Friday. Let's get right to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss. Congressman, hope you're doing good.
Doing great, Todd. Always good to be with you.
Hey, just out of curiosity, we've been asking folks, have you been watching the Netflix show Tiger King?
I have not. I guess that's on the to-do list. I just haven't gotten around to it. I've got so many other conference calls and all sorts of stuff going on, but I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Well, check in with Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's seen it all, and apparently he's a big fan, but we don't judge here. We don't judge. Congressman, my apologies. You know what it is?
No
it's the cabin fever, Congressman. The cabin fever.
It is. Oh my goodness!
How are you dealing with that? By the way, how do you? How are you? How's the Heiss family dealing with the cabin fever?
The Heiss family is doing okay right now. We've been able to go out and get what we believe we're going to need for the next few weeks, and so that's a good feeling. But you know, to be very honest with you, I've been gone so much over the last several years. It's kind of a great reprieve for me personally to be able to be home and be with my wife and just piddle around the house as I have opportunity when not on conference calls and so forth. And so far, so good. We'll probably need to talk again in about a week or two, though.
Well, no doubt. Okay, we'll mark that down. So far, so good. So Mrs. Heiss hasn't kicked you out of the house yet. So that's
not yet. So far, so good.
That's good. Hey, Congressman Andy Biggs, a good friend of yours, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, penned an op-ed, says it's time for America to get back to work. Your comments about that?
You know, Todd, we have got to get this economy up and going. This still, I still kind of scratch my head. I totally understand the seriousness of this virus and what it is has done globally, the threat of it, and all those types of things I get. But I still also firmly believe that there is a way for us to thread the needle between taking care of the health concerns in our country while at the same time not destroying our economy. And it still kind of is beyond me that we have literally shut down America's economy over this virus, which, you know, hopefully it's not going to be in accordance with some of the numbers we're all hearing. But, you know, I still can't fathom, nor can I fully understand why we have shut the economic system of our country down to the extent that we've done. I think there's a way to do both while keeping safe and still keeping strong. I totally agree with Chairman Biggs and his op-ed.
We have to hope and pray that the numbers are wrong, but if the numbers are to be believed in the next 15 to 20 days, we could, you know, they're saying that we could have up to 250,000 people that would die from this. I mean, that is that's a horrifying thing. And we just have to pray that those numbers don't come to reality. But yesterday,
that's right. And it does look like we're beginning to see some numbers kind of taper off, at least from my perspective and some of the things that I've been hearing, not across the board. But there are even in New York some encouraging indications that not that they're reaching a peak, but things are beginning to slow down. And now we have to look at states like Louisiana and Florida, Michigan, Illinois, some of these other places that could potentially be just getting underway with becoming hot spots. But you're right. We're all hopeful and prayerful that the numbers, the projections are not going to be as severe as some models are showing.
But the but heaven help the person who actually tries to put a little bit of hope into the equation. You know, we had the CDC director, Dr. Redfield, on the show this week. Media Matters went after me. They did a big nasty hit piece, and it was all because of something the CDC director said towards the end of his interview. 98% of the people who get the coronavirus recover and they're okay. I mean, that's a huge number. And again, that's not to take away from the 2% who get this and the, you know, the result is not good. But for 98% of the people who get it, they're going to be okay. And that is something to take hope in.
Well, you take a great deal of hope in that, but that's also a huge reason why we need to keep the economy going. This is not going to be a devastating illness for the vast majority of individuals, and those 2% who are suffering the most, the 5% who perhaps have difficulty and have to go to the hospital, the 1-2% that actually pass away, as we all know, the vast, vast majority of them have already other complications in their lives. So those individuals need to stay at home, absolutely. They need to be quarantined. They need to do everything they can not to come in contact with this virus. But as you said, the vast majority of other people who get it are going to be just fine. In fact, 80-plus percent are asymptomatic. They're not even aware that they have coronavirus. They have virtually zero symptoms at all. And so it's for that reason that I still scratch my head as to why have we shut down the strongest economy in the world and the greatest economy we've ever had as Americans over something like this. I think it's very possible to thread the needle, and I think we need to.
Well, I think we need to take a very long, hard look at what this country has been through. And I'm not saying this is for now, but down the road when this crisis has passed, and take a long look at how this country conducted itself. I mean, you've got police hauling a paddle boarder out of the Pacific Ocean for violating the social distancing laws. They arrested a 99-year-old man in New Jersey for having a birthday party at the house. You've got people wearing the ankle bracelets. They're shutting down churches. There are a lot of concerning things that have been going on in this country, Congressman.
And not the least of which is the enormous size, scope, influence, and enforcement that government has taken over this, over our lives and our freedoms. And one of the things that I fear tremendously is when we come on the other side of this and all is said and done and we have a vaccine or whatever, we're on the other side of this, how big and how intrusive will government continue to be on our daily lives? That is a big question that has not yet been answered, frankly, has not even yet been adequately addressed. But we are seeing examples like you just brought up, massive intrusion of government in our lives. And the question I have is, when does this stop? We all are aware that once government gets a foothold, rarely does it let go of it. And that is a something to be tremendously concerned as we go through this virus and when we come to the other side of it.
And Congressman, now you've got Nancy Pelosi and you've got pencil neck guy Adam Schiff suggesting that they want a 9/11 style coronavirus commission. This is nothing more, at least in my estimation, this is impeachment 2.0.
That's exactly what it is. And notice who they've put in charge of it, Clyburn, who himself just a week or so ago made it very clear his opinion about this virus is that it affords the Democrats a tremendous opportunity to restructure our country and the way we think in order to advance their radical agenda. And so he's now in charge of this commission. So it just tells you this commission is not at all about addressing coronavirus. Neither is it about really looking at the response. It's all about advancing the radical liberal socialist agenda while at the same time attacking yet again through impeachment 2.0, as you accurately describe, attacks against the president. This is shameful. It shouldn't take him. Look, we already have oversight committees, and every committee has their own oversight subcommittee. We have three committees already that are specifically giving accountability to the coronavirus response. We don't need another one. And this is all 100% a political play. It has nothing to do with coronavirus whatsoever.
And Congressman, one final question for you. Is China going to pay the price here? Because they need to pay a price for this.
They need to pay a price. And I can tell you, I'm one of several who have signed on to letters even this week to Pompeo, making sure that we hold China accountable for this. There's no question the pain, both physically and economically, that China has inflicted on this world is beyond words, and there has to be some sort of accounting. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I can tell you that those conversations are certainly underway, and I feel very confident at this point, and given the administration that we currently have, that there will be some action against China when all is said and done.
Good. That's good to hear, because I know, just speaking on behalf of our audience, people are enraged and they want China to be held accountable. They want them to pay a price for this, and they should. Congressman,
absolutely.
We're going to have to leave it there. Hope you and Mrs. Heiss stay safe in Georgia, and we'll check back in with you.
Thank you, Todd. God bless you, and health to you as well.
All right. Congressman Jody Heiss, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great patriots up on Capitol Hill. This man right here, he's looking out for all of us. He's taken care of business in his district, but he's looking out for all of us across the country. You folks listening to us up in Portland, Maine, WLOB, over in the beautiful northeastern North Carolina on the talk station, this guy's looking out for you. All right, look, we've got to take a break, or we're going to get right back to your phone calls. If you want to weigh in on what's happening up on Capitol Hill, what are you doing to pass the time? How are you fighting back against cabin fever? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
This is not our normal music.
Oh, something is very right.
What's going on? Is Avery in charge now? Good God.
Thank God it's...
Oh, are we dancing now, guys? What's going on here?
I can't.
Thank God it's...
Avery's dancing. I got to run this board.
I just got the memo. This is like the Friday dance club. What's going on here?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, man.
All right, all you folks up in Portland, man, I know you guys have some moves.
This is the good stuff right here.
Oh, we have the live feed from Morehead City, North Carolina. People are dancing there on the talk station. All right, can you do me a favor? Let's pull up the feed from Little Rock, Arkansas, KARN. Oh, they've got some moves. They've got some moves on Little Rock. That's impressive. Is that the Watusi? The Bossa Nova? I don't know.
I don't know the names of any of these songs because I was born in the 90s.
This is great stuff. We ought to do this every Friday, guys. Have like a Friday dance party or something. Okay, that's enough of that. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're the one radio show that probably the only national radio show that actually has no rhythm on the entire staff.
Well, speak for yourself, Todd. I mean, I'll just say that right now. I mean, we've talked about this a couple times on the show. I am a drummer, so I have rhythm.
Okay, so you know you've got the beat. Okay, I see.
However, can I move my body to that beat?
No, because you're a Baptist.
Probably not.
No, because you're a Baptist.
Yeah, exactly.
Our denomination has no rhythm, Avery.
Avery has a what was it you called it? Jive.
Jive.
What was it called back then?
Jive. I don't think you can say that. That's cultural appropriation. All right, let's go to the phones here. Poor Robert. He's been holding on since last week from Conway, Arkansas. Robert, how's it going today?
It's going fine. Everything. I appreciate you taking my call. The other night on TV, Nancy Pelosi said that our president, Donald Trump, has blood on his hands because of these people that are dying with the virus. I feel like the Pelosi and the Democrats have blood all over themselves and their votes for trying to allocate millions of dollars for abortions. Every one of them needs to get on their knees and pray to God for their forgiveness. Instead of putting millions of dollars to kill newborns in the womb or after they are born, what they need to do is try to set some kind of legislation for the cost of adopting these babies and our children at about maybe $5,000, and there would be so many more people that would adopt children. My daughter and her husband adopted a baby boy first day he was born about a year ago. It cost them $45,000 for the adoption agency. Mm. And the lawyer that typed up the one sheet of paper for the final form charged them $7,000 for his fee. This has been an awesome blessing for this little boy and for our whole family.
Well, I agree with you, Robert. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, when you look back on this, and again, you know, this is not the time for blame. You know, that is going to come. But when you look at what the Democrats, their initial response was not to deal with the tragedy. but to deal with the blame. They were casting blame. And then when you look at what President Trump was doing, the president was getting out there and he was trying to get resources to the people who needed that. And I think people are going to remember that come November. Robert, thank you for the call. Hang tight. We want to get you a great prize package. Let's go to John listening to us on the great KWAM. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello,
I'm so confused. Are you there?
John, I am here. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'm a little confused. In the state of North Carolina, in eastern North Carolina, they have non-essential and essential businesses that can open. Well, the essential businesses that can open around here, for example, is Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement. And I have a friend that works in Morehead City and works with a group of guys, about six, and they build decks and do repairs on homes. And he said every time he goes into Lowe's to get material, there's so many people in there that you're bumping shoulder to shoulder. And you watch the people come out of the garden center about bunches every day carrying bushes and plants and flowers and stuff like that. And but yet they want to close the churches and close small businesses. Most churches in eastern North Carolina don't even have enough seats in the church to seat all the people that are in a Lowe's shopping.
That's a fair point you bring up.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't make much sense to me either, John. And look, that's a fair point. It really is. And by the way, there's a story out of Denver, Colorado, where there's an appliance store. And they've been told the government came in and told them they have to shut down. They're not allowed to sell appliances during the coronavirus crisis. And the store owners are fighting mad about this. You know, and again, their argument is, well, wait a second. Why is it that you're going to keep the Targets and the Walmarts open, but you're going to shut down our small appliance store? That makes absolutely no sense at all. John, thank you for the call. Hey, we've got a scoop for the news. Another full hour coming your way, folks. We're going to play a little trivia, have a little bit of fun, and we're going to talk about the big stories of the day right here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Stick around, everybody.